badminton? You must be joking. Beach volleyball? Nope. This is the Producer Olympics, and there can only be one champion.
There's only one winner. There's only one gold medalist, and the other one is a loser.
The other one, we take outside, we run over with our car.
That's not true. We're not going to do that, but they'll just feel bad about themselves inside. They probably would prefer being run over. I'm not really sure, but okay. Anyway, we have two producers, Sean and John. They are here, and right now, John leads in the medal count, 4 golds to Sean's 1 gold, which is kind of sad.
It has been sad, but you know, there's still room. There's time. There's time to do something.
But not much. And here's what it comes down to. Every day, it's a different producer task. So it's been everything from sound editing to grabbing us coffee or running through obstacle courses. But I'm going to be honest. Today's challenge is a true producer task that's got to be one of the most difficult things that producers have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. Not only do they have to help us with the daily runnings of the show, you know, the things that we have to cut and so forth. And we've covered those grounds, as you said, but booking, obviously, and talking about interesting people. Mm-hmm. So today's task is going to be, we're going to give you both the task of turning around a quick interview right now. Means you have to find us somebody to talk to that is compelling and interesting.
For like tomorrow, right?
No.
For right now.
No, for like right now.
We're going to give you 10 to 12 minutes. So you have to. Now, here's, I'm going to be honest with you. This is where Sean really is a heavy favorite because Sean does all our bookings. So he does all our guest bookings. So if you want to come on the show or there's an emergency that breaks and we need to have somebody on right away, that's Sean's job. So you should have a Rolodex ready to go, I would think, of people that you can call relatively quickly and say, I need you on the air in 6 minutes.
Well, here's the thing, too, though. I've taken away John's guitar, so John will not be able to go to his guitar, so he won't be able to sing to that, but he does know musicians.
That's true. John is a musician. Mm. What are you guys thinking? You're just really quiet.
I mean,
I'm just trying to think of who I could call right now and get an interview from.
I wonder if John can get me Ozzy on the phone right now. I wonder if he can do that.
Do you know Blake Shelton, John?
Fine.
No, that's great. Let's set the expectations that high for sure.
Okay.
Sean, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking of I'm thinking of going in there and trying to book somebody right now.
Right.
I'm trying to get this going.
I wouldn't tell him anything. I wouldn't tell anybody else anything.
All right. So you got. Hopefully you don't fail. Otherwise, this segment is going to burn.
It's going to bomb.
Right. So you're each going to go. You're going to get these two guests on the phone. Put them on hold. We're going to take them live coming up in just a little bit during our next break. And then you, the audience, you're going to decide who booked the better guest that quickly. You'll be able to vote by text. All right. On your mark, get set, go. It's the Producer Olympics, John versus Sean. They were given only about 10 to 12 minutes to book a guest, and I'm going to say you guys already have both succeeded because I see two lines on hold right now. We're going to do quick interviews with both of them, and then the audience is going to decide who had the better interview.
John, I'm guessing that you've got a musician here on line one. Is this Nelly?
I think you're going to like him. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, give us the one sheet.
Some information.
Right. So the one sheet has all the information about the person so we know who we're talking to. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Jim, it says here that you're a singer-songwriter who you were working as a bartender, and then you got word that your song, Make You My Lady, was a hit in South Korea. Please tell me that that is true and expand on that.
That is true. In 2012, I released an album called Strange, Weird, and Romantic Part 1, and I was bartending, and my phone blew up, and I was told from fans that watch this show, it's like a TRL countdown in South Korea. I don't even know if they still have it anymore. They're like, you're on the charts.
That's
and there it was. And Idina Menzel, Let It Go, which was like the biggest song in the world.
That's amazing.
Right. Let's hear the song. The song is called Make You My Lady. Here it is.
Watch me go crazy, trying to make you my lady. Gonna let go, but don't make me my ego. Won't say.
I just think that is so crazy how your song can take off somewhere in a different country and you have no idea. And all of a sudden on Twitter, you wake up and you have 3 million followers.
Well, like, there's an answer here. There's an answer here, Anna. Jim Wolf clearly cracked the Korean algorithm.
And if people want to learn more about you, Jim, where can we send them?
Yeah, I got a new single out called I'm Here For You. JimWolf.com or pretty much, I don't know, wherever they listen to music, it's pretty much on every platform.
Well, maybe somebody will download his stuff after listening to this right here. He could go big here.
Yeah.
This could be the break he needed.
All right. Great job, John. All right. Now it's Sean's turn. Sean, can you give us your one sheet, please, on your guest that's on hold? All right. Yep. Let me see.
Tell us a little bit about your guy.
It's a buddy of mine I went to school with for years. He's a TikTok star.
You're a professional booker. That's what you do for the show. You called your friend?
He's a TikTok star. He's really good. He's popular, and I thought it'd be pretty interesting to talk to him.
Hi, Tyrell.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm chilling out.
So your TikTok screen handle is black_Viking_reacts, and you have 193,300 followers on TikTok. How does that even happen?
To this day, I'm not even sure. But honestly, it was being imaginative and putting your videos out, really.
You know, I see that you create a lot of different stuff, Tyrell. You do everything, original content, reaction stuff, duos. I saw this video that you did with your son. I mean, it looked like awesome cinema effects, and I've never learned to do any of that stuff. How did you get started?
I started with music. We needed somebody to do music videos. And when TikTok came about, I just gave it a whirl, man, and it just blew up from there. Like, you know, I love being cinematic. I love using my imagination, like I said. So
what is better famous? Is it better to be music famous in your neighborhood or TikTok famous?
I think it's TikTok famous.
Yep.
Right now it's TikTok famous. Every time I go to the club and everything, like the people that associated with me, whoever I talk to, they completely treat me different now, which is kind of weird. But oh man, I love the whole clown band. I'm just like, yeah, that's cool. I am a person though, so hey.
Tyrell Turner, you want to follow him on TikTok? It's black_Viking_reacts. Thank you so much for being part of our experiment here. Great job, Sean. He was fun.
Thank you.
No doubt. Thank y'all.
All right. Now it's up to you. 1-800-330-9999. Text who you think had the better interview, John or Sean. It's a Producer Olympics, and each of our producers, producer John and producer Sean, were given the task, which is a difficult one. I will give them a lot of credit for being able to do this so quickly, is that they had to book a guest in 10 minutes and have them on hold on the phones. We listened to both the interviews that we did live really quickly. Jim Wolf was John's selection. He's a singer-songwriter that randomly got a number one hit in South Korea.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was Jim, I got to be honest, I'm sure he loves his parents and his family and all that, but I'd be living in South Korea.
Mm-hmm. And then Sean got Tyrell Turner, who's a TikTok influencer. His TikTok name is Black Viking Reacts.
And he has like 200,000 followers, which means that he's a far better man than both you and I, Anna.
100%. But ultimately, it came down to you. You voted via text message. And Sean, you did not win. So, John, congratulations on yet another victory and another gold medal.
Who knew the show was so big in Korea that people would be texting right now?
From Korea. I know. Good job, both of you, though. I give you guys a lot of credit. That was really hard to do.
Good game, buddy.
Yep. Rigged.
We'll try this again tomorrow. Well, okay. All right.